Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, and I thank you for listening today. I started out in Africa preaching a crusade in Burundi. The country of Burundi is in East Central Africa, south of Rwanda, and the Lord opened up a door for me there to go preach a crusade there outside of Bujumbura, the capital city. And so I was able to go there. We did a three-day outdoor crusade and had a tremendous outpouring of the Holy Spirit there in Burundi. Over the 3 days, we had over 30,000 people come out. The final day, there was over 15,000 people come out, and many, many got saved, many got touched, many got delivered and healed. And so we praise the Lord for that. And I'm looking forward to going back to Burundi next year and working with Pastor Bukuru Aime in Bujumbura, and the doors are open for me to come back, and I'm just praying that the Lord will bring out 25 or 35,000 people, maybe 50,000 for the crusades there, and I just look forward to the good people in Burundi being able to minister to them and touch them with the Word of God. And after I left Burundi, went to the country of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and saw an amazing thing there, how the Congo has progressed and been able to encompass within them a feeling and a attitude of peace and stability and prosperity that is, I believe, coming to the Congo, and I believe it's coming as a result of the missions that we've done there in the last few years, and of course the missions of other people and the prayers of many people there in the Congo. And I believe that God wants to bring prosperity to the Congo. I believe that God wants to bring peace and stability to there, that they can have control over their borders, that they can start to prosper and develop their businesses and build their homes and build their cities. As you know, many of you know, the Congo has been the center of much rebel warfare and chaos and calamity over the last 30 years. And I know that the people of the Congo are desperately seeking for peace. They're desperately seeking for prosperity and to build up their homes and build up their businesses. And I believe now that God is going to do that for them. I believe there's now coming even a time of 40 years of peace and prosperity coming to the Congo. The Lord has shown me that through the prophetic vision that, this time is here, this time is now, for the people of Congo to start to develop and invest in businesses and start to move forward, because peace and prosperity is there in their country. And so as I came into Congo, I was first in Goma, the capital of the state of North Kivu on the east side of the Congo, and I was in Goma for a week with Brother Roger Fothergill, a brother from Scotland who came along beside me and preached with me there at the pastor conferences in Goma and in Butembo. And we were there in Goma for a week, and we did a three-day crusade there in outside of a church there in Goma. And then we had pastor conference where we had over 75 pastors come for 2 days of pastor conference. And so it was a very good time there in Goma. I was also able to link up with another pastor, a prophetess Deborah, who is a pastor of her own church. And she showed me another area in Goma on the north side of the city where there are many poor people and poor businesses, and she wants to do a crusade with me there next year. So I ask you to pray about your part in helping to get a crusade going in Goma again next year on the north side of the city. And I believe we'll have many, many people come to the Lord there. It's a much poorer area of Goma than I have seen before. And Goma is a city of 1 million people. It's the capital of North Kivu State. And so there are many refugees there that have fled into Goma from the years past of the rebel warfare, and so I believe it will be a good place to hold a crusade next year. And so I ask you to pray with me about going back to Goma next year. Then the second place that we went to in Congo is called Butembo, and it's a city up in northeast Congo, a city of 600,000 to 700,000 people. There are no paved roads in the city. It's all dirt roads, very rough and rocky roads, very potted out, and travel in and out of Butembo is very bad. It takes a lot of time to get in and out. Plane that was being operated by an airline called Busy Bee Airline, and we flew into a dirt runway onto the edge of Butembo, and have a funny story to tell. As we came into Butembo, I looked out the window, and there were hundreds of people outside the runway, outside the airport, lining the edges of the runway. And as I looked out the window, I thought, wow, this is really great. All these people here to welcome the men of God, to welcome God's servants. And so as we parted the airplane and walked out onto the tarmac, the people all took off in another direction away from us. They were going after a man who had been in the parliament over in Kinshasa, the capital of Congo. They were going after a man who was getting down off the plane, and he was going to an office that he had there in Butembo. And so as we were watching the crowd go after this man, there was only myself and Brother Roger and two pastors there left outside the airplane. And so it was very funny. I was expecting this big crowd to be welcoming me and Brother Roger, and it turned out there wasn't any of that. They were all there for a politician. And so it was very funny, because look forward to the day when the men of God will be the ones welcomed, and the men of God will be the ones that will receive the band and the praise and the hallelujahs and the rejoicing. I went to Pastor Alexandre's church there in Butembo, and we had very good indoor crusade. We weren't able to do an outdoor crusade there, but we went indoors, and we had a good crusade indoors. And in pastor training, again, we probably had 50 to 75 pastors there for the pastor training. And so we were very blessed. And then I took a car out from Congo to the border of Uganda. And then I got on a bus and I went across Uganda on a bus, stayed in Kampala 2 nights, and then went on across to Mumias in Kenya, on the west side of Kenya. And I was met there by Pastor Lucas Obanda, my pastor in Mumias. And we're building an orphanage right outside of Mumias, just a few kilometers outside of Mumias. And I want to talk to you just a little bit about the orphanage project that we have going there in Mumias. God has blessed us with a very beautiful piece of land. We have 4 acres purchased, and we have it fenced off now. And the 4 acres has 2 acres of pretty good reddish soil, and 2 acres of black soil along the creek down at the bottom. And so it's very good for farming. We have corn and beans planted on the 4 acres. And in addition to that, while I was there, we planted 500 shade trees around the perimeter of the property. We planted eucalyptus trees and cypress trees. And then in addition to that, we planted about 50 fruit trees. We planted banana and mango and papaya, avocado, lemon, and orange, all of those different fruit trees, about 50 of them total. So we're going to have lots of good fruit for the children at the orphanage. We're going to have lots of good food for the children at the orphanage. The site is in an area of West Kenya where it is very lush, where the rainfall is sufficient for the crops to grow and for the fruit trees to grow. And so we're going to have a very good place for the children. We're going to have very good food for the children. We're going to give them the teaching from the Word of God. We're going to teach them that Jesus loves them and died for them. And we're going to teach them about the love of Jesus Christ for them. And so I invite each and every one of you to come alongside this ministry to help build this orphanage. We have several people that have indicated a desire to go to Kenya to help work on the orphanage. And so if you think someday you might be interested in going, get in touch with me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I will get you the information. We're likely going to be going in June of next year, and we're going to be staying. The team coming from the United States will be staying 2 to 3 weeks, depending on your schedule, how much time you can commit. And then we're going to be able to help the Africans build the building. We're going to be able to help cultivate the crops and plant the crops. And so if you think you'd be interested in short-term mission like that, get in touch with me at pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I will get you the information, the costs, and the likely dates. And we'll be setting those dates right after the first of the year, so we'll have definite dates to go on. And if you, again, if you think you would be interested, or if you know somebody that would be interested, get in touch with me and I'll get you the information, and you can start to pray about your participation. You can start to pray about your provision and the money that you'll need to go on the trip. It's going to be approximately $3,500 to go on the trip, and we'll finish up the last two or three days at the Masai Mara, the big wildlife refuge in Kenya. And so it's going to be an awesome trip. It's going to be a wonderful time for people to participate in a kingdom-building venture to build that orphanage over in Kenya. And so I spent 3 weeks there in the Mumias area at the orphanage site, and we have a man there working on the orphanage. He's taking care of it, cultivating the trees and cultivating the crops and watching over the site. And so God has blessed us also. There's a great blessing that the Lord blessed us with. There's a spring on the orphanage, an everlasting spring, and it never runs dry. Even in the driest times of the year, people come there to get water for their jugs and water for their houses. And so we have been blessed with that. I did a flow rate check on the spring, and it's running 10,000 gallons per day. And we're going to put a solar pump on it, and we're going to pump it up to the top of the hill where the house will be, and run it into the house and then down the hill to gardens, and also have some water, excess water that we can sell to the neighbors or give to the neighbors. So God has really blessed us there with this spring on the orphanage. Well, after Mumias, I took a bus and I went across the country of Kenya to Kutlifi on the coast, out on the coast near Mombasa. And I spent a week there at Kutlifi, preached in several churches, house fellowships, did pastor training there, and also just had a wonderful time on the coast. The place that the Lord had me to stay there was just up the way a little bit from the Indian Ocean. And it was a very beautiful place, a place for me to relax and to be restored and to be refreshed. So I spent a week there in Kutlifi, and then from there I went back towards Nairobi, to the north of Nairobi, up near Mount Kenya, to a place called Mwea, M-W-E-A. And I spent a few days there and preached at pastor conference and also at a church. And so I want to go back to Mwea someday. I believe it'll be a good place for a crusade there. And then from Mwea, I ended up going into the Nairobi, and I preached at a church in Rongai. And then the final ministry effort that we did in Kenya was with the students at Multimedia University there in Kenya. And we had 125 students, not only from Multimedia University, but five other universities represented. And we did a Kisha, which is an all-night prayer and worship and praise meeting. And we prayed to the Lord. We cried out to the Lord for provision for the country of Kenya, to break off the spirit of poverty, to break off the spirit of corruption, to break off the spirit of sexual immorality, a spirit of confusion and chaos over that country. And so we were able to have a very powerful prayer time and praise time, crying out to the Lord with all these students. The future of Kenya lies in the hands of these students. The future for the country is going to be dependent on these students and the honesty and the integrity and the way that they will conduct business will determine in a large part how the country of Kenya goes. And so God has linked me up with these students to pray and to cry out. And it was interesting that with the students, that was the final meeting that I had in Kenya, and I was able to preach this year in Kenya, in the north, in Mwea, in the south, with the students in Nairobi, and the east, in Kutlifi, and the west, out at Mumias. And so I covered just about the whole country of Kenya, got to see a great part of it, and so God has linked me up with people in every part of the country to tear down strongholds and to raise up a nation before Him. And while I'm speaking about raising nations, God has given me the apostolic anointing to go into these nations of Africa and to decree and declare and to speak the word of God, to tear down strongholds. And so that's what I did everywhere I went. I made declarations and decrees about God's will for their country, about God's desire for their country. And He desires the same for us here in America, but God gave me a mission to do over there. And so I want to speak just a little bit about God's desire for the nations of the earth. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven, He sees all the sons of men. From the place of His dwelling He looks, and over all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their heart individually, He considers all their works." And then in Psalm 33:16 it says, "No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength." Well, as God showed me as I was going through those five countries in Africa, He wants me to decree and declare, and He wanted me to speak the word about how God wants the people of Africa to turn to Him, to seek Him, and to tear down the strongholds of corruption, tear down the strongholds of sexual immorality, tear down the strongholds of chaos and confusion, and raise up a place in Africa where people can have prosperity, where people can have peace, where people can have relative stability, where they can come to expect that things are going to be done lawfully and done with integrity by their government and done in order. And so God had me to speak those words, and I ended up quoting this scripture many, many times, Proverbs 14:34. "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." And Proverbs 29:2, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man reigns, the people groan." And so it is very important for us to instill into a high public office. It is very important for us to instill great men and women of God. It is important for us to pray about who we're going to elect with a presidential campaign going on now in America and a presidential election coming up in just a little over a year. It is very important for us to pray about who we're going to put into office in the many offices on the local and the state and the national level here in the United States of America. And just as it is here, important here in this nation, so it is too. It is very important in Africa. Many of the leaders there, they don't want to give up power. Once they get into office, they want to hang on to power, and they refuse to give it up. Many of them become dictators or president for life. In Burundi, where I was at, that is the situation now. They're on the brink of civil war, and God took me into that country right as even there were assassinations the very weekend that I was there, assassinations of high people in government and military. And God wanted me to speak the word of God that righteousness exalts a nation, and so it is very important for the leaders to do the right thing. It is very important for the leaders to abide by the laws. It is very important for the leaders to acknowledge God and depend on Him and to not to depend on the multitude of their armies. And so it is true here in America too that it is important that we elect leaders who are God-fearing, who pray to the living God and pray and ask the God of all creation for guidance, for counsel, and to establish His plans here on this earth and not their own. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so as people acknowledge God and seek His counsel and do according to His word, then God is more than willing to bless their nation. God is more than willing to open up the storehouse of heaven and pour out on a nation all the blessings. And I have been to the Congo now three times and have seen all of the resources and the riches and the beauty of the Congo and the many resources, great forests and minerals, diamonds and gold, coltan, all kinds of minerals, amethyst, and yet the people of Congo are very poor. There's probably more difference or more space between the development of the country and what is available to be developed in the Congo than any other country that I've ever been to. And so as God wants to see the people of the Congo develop all those minerals and develop the forest products and develop all the resources that they have, as God wants to see that happen, so too shall it be done on earth as people come into agreement with God and people start to live lives of lawful abiding and God-fearing lives and seek His face and seek His counsel and seek His word. God will bless them in ways beyond anything that they've seen up to this point. Well, I'm going to close today with Romans 13:1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. In other words, God is responsible for raising up kings. He is responsible for putting kings in place in every country in the world. And He is also the one who takes them down. And when it's done lawfully, when it's done by constitution or by a lawful decree, then everything runs smoothly. But when it's done by chaos and disorder and anarchy and rebellion, then there's great confusion. There's great bloodshed generally. There's anarchy, and so God wants us to be subject to the governing authorities, but also He wants the governing authorities to be subject to Him. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And Romans 13:4, for He is God, for the minister is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for He does not bear the sword in vain. For He is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. And so what the Lord is saying here is saying that He appoints the leaders. He does it through our vote. He does it through causing exposure of evil in people's lives and in leaders' lives, that they would not receive the vote or they would not be exalted to that position. And so God wants us to be in submission to the governing authorities. He wants us to pray for the governing authorities, and He wants us not to fear them, because when we do good, we should have no fear of the governing authorities. And when we have no fear, we can stand before the Lord with a good conscience, not fear the wrath of the government, not fear the wrath of God, and not fear anything that we are doing, because we're doing right and we're doing good, and the people that God has appointed over us are also doing right and doing good. Well, again, if you think you might have a desire to go to Africa with me next summer, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know that you have heard this broadcast and you might be interested to go. Want details, I'll send you the details. If you want to pray for us, you can become an intercessor and receive my email newsletters. If you want to contribute and make a financial donation, you can certainly do that. We're going to need a lot of money to build the orphanage, but I know God can supply all of our needs for that. And so if you think you'd like to be a part of that, I'll have more details on how to get involved in that particular aspect of the trip and a particular aspect of supporting the orphanage project. You can go to my website, gatheredtheoutcast.com, and you can also go to the blog, jimrao.blogspot.com, and see all the details that you need regarding the orphanage project, regarding your participation in prayer and in financial contribution. And I pray that you would come alongside and help support this great kingdom venture and help support this ministry as we embark to do God's work there in Africa. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Stay tuned for contact information and tune in again next week.